Buckle up, folks. We're about to embark on a journey that could change the way you see the world and your place in it. We're going to dive deep into the ancient wisdom of the Stoics and blend it with the modern principles of focus and productivity. Forget about chasing fleeting highs and endless distractions. We're talking about reclaiming your focus, harnessing your willpower, and achieving your goals. Ever felt like you're on a relentless treadmill of notifications, emails, and social media, constantly chasing the next dopamine hit? The Stoics, those wise philosophers from ancient Greece and Rome, had a different approach. They believed in mastering their minds, focusing on what's within their control, and finding contentment in the present moment. We'll take inspiration from their timeless wisdom and apply it to the challenges of the modern world. We'll explore the science of dopamine, understand how it can both drive us and derail us, and learn practical techniques to break free from the cycle of distraction and procrastination. Get ready to challenge your assumptions, rewire your brain, and unlock your full potential. We'll delve into the art of focus, the power of intentionality, and the importance of creating systems that support your goals. Whether you're a student struggling to study, an entrepreneur striving for success, or simply someone looking to live a more intentional and fulfilling life, this episode is for you. So, open your mind, embrace the challenge, and get ready to transform your relationship with dopamine. Remember, the power to create your reality lies within you. Lesson 1. Dopamine, the gimme more molecule. All right, folks, let's talk about dopamine. You've probably heard of it, maybe in connection with addiction or pleasure. But it's a bit more nuanced than that. Think of dopamine as the gimme more molecule in your brain. It's the little chemical messenger that gets fired up when you anticipate a reward. That feeling you get when you're about to bite into a juicy burger, or when you see a notification pop up on your phone. That's dopamine doing its thing, making you crave that next hit. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Dopamine isn't actually about pleasure itself. It's about the anticipation of pleasure. It's the carrot dangling in front of you, making you chase it. But once you get that carrot, the dopamine rush fades away pretty quickly. Ever felt that meh feeling after you've binged, watched a whole season of your favorite show? That's the dopamine dip talking. The Stoic philosophers, like Epictetus, were onto something when they talked about the fleeting nature of pleasure and the importance of focusing on what's within our control. They'd probably say that chasing dopamine hits is like chasing the wind. You'll never truly catch it, and you'll exhaust yourself in the process. In today's world, we're bombarded with dopamine triggers. Social media notifications, that new video game, the endless stream of online content. It's like we're living in a dopamine amusement park. And while it might feel good in the moment, it can leave us feeling empty and unfulfilled in the long run. So, what's the solution? It's not about eliminating dopamine altogether. That would be like trying to take the engine out of a car. We need dopamine to function, but it's about understanding how it works and not letting it control us. It's about finding a balance between enjoying the good things in life and not getting caught up in the endless pursuit of the next dopamine hit. As the modern philosopher Alan Watts put it, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. So, let's learn to dance with dopamine, not get trampled by it. Let's use it as a tool to motivate us towards meaningful goals, not let it turn us into mindless pleasure seekers. Remember, true fulfillment comes from within, not from external stimuli. It's about finding joy in the journey, not just the destination. Lesson 2. The role of dopamine, the double-edged sword. Okay, so we've gotten to know dopamine a bit better. It's that eager beaver in your brain, always pushing you towards the next thing, the better thing. It's the driving force behind our ambitions, our desires, and our constant quest for improvement. But like any powerful tool, dopamine can be a double-edged sword. On one hand, dopamine is essential for survival and progress. It's what motivated our ancestors to hunt for food, seek shelter, and find mates. It's what drives us to learn new skills, build relationships, and achieve our goals. Without dopamine, we'd be stagnant, unmotivated blobs. But on the other hand, dopamine can also lead us astray. It can make us addicted to the quick hits of pleasure and instant gratification, like junk food, social media likes, or the thrill of a new purchase. It can make us constantly chase the next high, leaving us feeling empty and unfulfilled when we inevitably come down. The Stoics would call this the hedonic treadmill. We keep running, chasing after pleasure, but we never really get anywhere. We're like a dog chasing its tail, always in pursuit, but never quite catching it. The modern philosopher and psychologist Viktor Frankl echoed this sentiment when he said, "Man's search for meaning is the primary motivation in his life, and not a secondary rationalization of instinctual drives." In other words, true fulfillment comes from finding meaning and purpose, not just chasing fleeting pleasures. Think about it this way. Have you ever felt that nagging sense of dissatisfaction, even after achieving something you really wanted? That's because dopamine is all about the chase, not the catch. It's the anticipation of the reward that gets us going. But once we get it, the dopamine rush fades, and we're left wanting more. So, how do we navigate this dopamine dilemma? How do we harness its power for good without falling into its traps? It's about finding a balance. It's about recognizing when dopamine is serving us and when it's leading us astray. It's about cultivating a sense of contentment and gratitude for what we have, while still striving for meaningful goals. It's like the ancient Greek myth of Icarus. Dopamine is the wax that allows us to fly, to reach new heights. But if we get too close to the sun, the wax melts and we crash and burn. We need to find that sweet spot where we can soar without getting burned. In practical terms, this means being mindful of our dopamine triggers. It means recognizing when we're chasing empty pleasures and redirecting our focus towards activities that bring lasting fulfillment. It means learning to delay gratification and appreciate the journey, not just the destination. Remember, dopamine is a tool, not a master. It's up to us to decide how we use it. We can let it control us, leading us down a path of addiction and dissatisfaction. Or we can harness its power to achieve our goals and live a more meaningful life. The choice is ours. Lesson 3. The problem of overstimulation, dopamine overload in the modern world, the digital siren song. Buckle up, folks, because we're about to dive into the heart of the matter. The dopamine overload of the modern world. It's like we're living in a 24/7 digital casino where every ping, buzz, and flashing light is designed to keep us hooked. The Stoics would probably call it a modern-day siren song, luring us away from our true purpose with the promise of endless pleasure and distraction. Think about your average day. You wake up, reach for your phone, and get sucked into a vortex of social media, news alerts, and email notifications. You grab a coffee, maybe scroll through some more feeds while you wait. You get to work, and there's the constant ping of Slack messages, the temptation to check your personal email, just for a minute, and the endless stream of online articles and videos. By the time you get home, you're mentally exhausted, but your brain is still buzzing, craving more stimulation. So you turn on the TV, fire up Netflix, or lose yourself in another round of video games. Sound familiar? If so, you're not alone. We're living in an age of unprecedented access to information and entertainment, and it's taking a toll on our mental and emotional well-being. The constant bombardment of stimuli is rewiring our brains, making us crave novelty and instant gratification. It's like we're addicted to the dopamine rush, always chasing the next high, but never truly satisfied. The philosopher Blaise Pascal once said, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." In today's world, it's not just about sitting quietly in a room. It's about resisting the constant pull of the digital world. It's about learning to be present in the moment, to appreciate the simple joys of life, and to find meaning and purpose beyond the fleeting pleasures of the screen. So, how this overstimulation can lead to procrastination and an inability to focus on the tasks that truly matter? It's like trying to write a novel while juggling flaming torches and riding a unicycle. Your brain simply can't handle that level of multitasking. So what can we do about it? We can't simply unplug from the modern world, nor should we. Technology has brought countless benefits and conveniences to our lives, but we can learn to manage our relationship with it. We can set boundaries, create digital detoxes, and cultivate habits that promote focus and mindfulness. As the philosopher Seneca wisely observed, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." Let's not waste our precious time and energy on endless distractions. Let's reclaim our focus, rediscover the joy of deep work, and create a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful. Lesson 4: Dopamine's role in addiction, the pleasure trap. Let's get real for a minute, folks. We've been talking about dopamine as this motivational molecule, the driving force behind our ambitions and desires. But there's a flip side to this chemical messenger, a shadow that can lead us down a treacherous path: addiction. Think of addiction as a dopamine feedback loop gone haywire. It's like getting stuck on a roller coaster that you can't get off. Each ride gives you a temporary thrill, but it also leaves you craving more. The more you ride, the higher your tolerance becomes, and the more intense the ride needs to be to give you the same rush. This cycle plays out in various forms of addiction, from drugs and alcohol to gambling, shopping, and even excessive exercise. It's like we're constantly chasing the dragon, seeking that next dopamine hit, but the satisfaction is always fleeting. The ancient Stoic philosophers were onto something when they talked about the dangers of pleasure-seeking. They believed that true happiness comes from inner peace and virtue, not from external stimuli. As Seneca put it, "He who indulges empty pleasures will soon find empty pleasures indulging him." In today's world, the addictive potential of dopamine is amplified by the constant stream of readily available stimuli. Social media, video games, online shopping, and streaming services offer endless opportunities for quick dopamine hits. It's like having a bottomless bag of candy at your disposal. Sure, it feels good in the moment, but it can also lead to a cycle of dependency and dissatisfaction. The modern philosopher and psychologist Erich Fromm echoed this sentiment when he wrote, "The addict loses his capacity to choose freely. His freedom consists in the satisfaction of the addiction. When we become addicted to external stimuli, we lose control over our own actions and emotions. we become slaves to our desires, constantly chasing the next dopamine hit, even when it's detrimental to our well-being. So, how do we break free from this pleasure trap? It's not easy, but it's possible. It starts with awareness, recognizing the signs of addiction and understanding the role dopamine plays in fueling it is the first step. Then, it's about taking action, reducing exposure to addictive stimuli, finding healthy alternatives, and seeking support from friends, family, or professionals can all be helpful. Remember, true freedom comes from self-mastery, not from indulging in every fleeting pleasure. It's about finding a balance between enjoying the good things in life and not letting them control us. As the philosopher Epictetus said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." Let's strive for that mastery, not just over our actions, but over our desires and addictions as well. Lesson 5. Dopamine and mental well-being, the emotional roller coaster. All right, folks, let's talk about the roller coaster ride that is dopamine and its impact on our mental well-being. It's not just about addiction and pleasure seeking anymore. We're diving deeper into the emotional landscape of our minds. Picture this. You get a notification on your phone. It's a message from your crush. Boom. Dopamine floods your system. You feel a surge of excitement, maybe even euphoria. But then, a few hours later, they haven't replied. The dopamine high crashes, and you're left feeling down, anxious, maybe even a little bit worthless. Sound familiar? That's the emotional roller coaster of dopamine. It can lift us up to incredible heights, but it can also plunge us into the depths of despair. It's not just about the external stimuli, it's about how our minds interpret and react to them. The Stoics understood this well. They believed that true happiness comes from inner peace and virtue, not from external events. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." In today's world, this is easier said than done. We're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli designed to trigger our dopamine response. Social media feeds, news alerts, and even the constant stream of emails can keep us on an emotional seesaw, swinging between highs and lows. This constant fluctuation can take a toll on our mental health. It can lead to anxiety, depression, and a general sense of dissatisfaction. We become so focused on chasing the next dopamine hit that we lose sight of what truly matters, our inner peace and well-being. So, how do we break free from this emotional roller coaster? It's about finding a balance. It's about learning to appreciate the highs without getting attached to them and weathering the lows without getting overwhelmed by them. It's about cultivating a sense of inner peace that isn't dependent on external circumstances. The modern philosopher and psychologist Viktor Frankl, who survived the horrors of the Holocaust, wrote extensively about the importance of finding meaning in suffering. He believed that even in the darkest of times, we can choose our attitude and find a sense of purpose. This resonates with the Stoic idea of focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. In practical terms, this means practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, and focusing on activities that bring us lasting joy and fulfillment, not just fleeting pleasure. It means learning to regulate our emotions and not letting them control us. Remember, dopamine is a powerful tool, but it's not the master of our well-being. We have the power to choose how we respond to it, to cultivate a sense of inner peace that transcends the ups and downs of the dopamine roller coaster. As the Dalai Lama said, "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." So let's take action to create a happier, more balanced mind. Lesson 6. The rewards of a dopamine detox. Finding calm in the chaos. All right, folks. Let's shift gears and talk about the upside. We've explored the dark side of dopamine, the pitfalls of overstimulation, and the slippery slope of addiction. But what's in it for you if you take the plunge and embark on a dopamine detox? What are the rewards that await on the other side of this digital detox? In essence, a dopamine detox is like hitting the reset button on your brain. It's about giving your mind a break from the constant bombardment of stimuli and allowing it to return to a more natural, balanced state. Let's highlight some of the main benefits. Enhanced focus and productivity. When you're not constantly distracted by notifications, pings, and the lure of the endless scroll, you can finally focus on the tasks that truly matter. You'll find it easier to get into a flow state where you're fully immersed in your work and time seems to fly by. Remember the Stoic principle of amor fati, loving your fate, embracing the present moment? A dopamine detox can help you cultivate that focus and presence, allowing you to tackle even the most challenging tasks with ease. Increased motivation and drive. When you're not constantly chasing the next dopamine hit, you'll find that your natural motivation and drive start to resurface. You'll become more excited about your goals and more eager to take action towards achieving them. The philosopher Nietzsche spoke of the will to power, the innate human drive to strive and overcome challenges. A dopamine detox can help you tap into that inner power and unleash your full potential. Improved mental and emotional well-being. When you're not on an emotional roller coaster fueled by external stimuli, you'll experience a greater sense of calm and inner peace. You'll be less reactive to stresses and more resilient in the face of challenges. The Stoics emphasized the importance of apatheia, a state of emotional tranquility and freedom from disturbance. A dopamine detox can help you cultivate that inner calm and find contentment in the present moment. Rediscovering the simple joys of life. When you step away from the digital world, you'll start to appreciate the simple pleasures that often get overlooked in our fast-paced, hyper-connected lives. A walk in nature, a meaningful conversation with a loved one, or simply savoring a cup of tea can bring a sense of joy and fulfillment that no amount of screen time can replicate. In short, a dopamine detox is not about deprivation. It's about rediscovery. It's about breaking free from the chains of addiction and reclaiming your focus, your motivation, and your inner peace. It's about creating a life that is rich in meaning and purpose, not just fleeting pleasure. So, are you ready to take the plunge? Are you ready to experience the transformative power of a dopamine detox? Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that step today and start reaping the rewards of a calmer, more focused, and more fulfilling life. Lesson 7. A practical guide to dopamine detox. Reclaiming your focus. All right, folks. We've talked about the why of a dopamine detox. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty of the how. It's time to roll up our sleeves and reclaim our focus from the clutches of the digital world. Remember, this isn't about deprivation. It's about empowerment. It's about taking back control of your mind and your life. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain, giving it a chance to breathe and recalibrate after being bombarded with constant stimuli. Just like a muscle needs rest after a workout, your brain needs a break from the digital overload to function at its best. The three-step method. 1. Identify your biggest distractions. The first step is self-awareness. What are those digital sirens that keep luring you away from your goals? Is it the endless scroll of social media, the addictive pull of video games, the constant stream of news alerts, or something else entirely? Pinpoint your personal kryptonite so you can develop a targeted strategy. 2. Add friction. Make those distractions less accessible. If your phone is your Achilles' heel, try turning off notifications, leaving it in another room, or even consider a full-fledged digital sabbatical for a day or two. The idea is to create some distance between you and those impulsive dopamine hits. It's like putting the cookie jar on the top shelf, out of sight, out of mind. 3. Start first thing in the morning. The early hours set the tone for your entire day. Instead of reaching for your phone first thing, try starting your day with intention. Meditate, journal, go for a walk, or simply enjoy a quiet cup of coffee. This sets a positive, focused tone for the rest of the day. Additional tips for a successful detox. Schedule your detox. Choose a specific time frame for your detox, whether it's a few hours, a day, or even a weekend. Having a clear start and endpoint makes it easier to commit. Find healthy alternatives. Fill the void left by your digital distractions with activities that nourish your mind and body. Read a book, pursue a hobby, spend time in nature, or connect with loved ones. Be patient with yourself. It's natural to experience some discomfort or even withdrawal symptoms during a detox. Stick with it, and you'll be amazed at how your focus and clarity improve. Gradual reintroduction. After your detox, reintroduce digital activities gradually and mindfully. Set limits, prioritize what truly matters, and don't let the digital world take over your life again. Remember, a dopamine detox is not a one-time fix, but a step towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. It's about reclaiming your focus, your motivation, and your inner peace. It's about creating a life where you're in control, not at the mercy of digital distractions. So, are you ready to take the plunge? Are you ready to experience the transformative power of a dopamine detox? Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that step today and start your journey towards a more focused and fulfilling life. Lesson 8. From procrastination to productivity, the power of action. All right, folks, it's time to put all this knowledge into practice. We've talked about dopamine, addiction, overstimulation, and the benefits of a detox. But let's face it, knowledge without action is like a car without an engine. It's not going anywhere. So let's shift gears and talk about how to overcome procrastination and move from inaction to productivity. The ancient Stoics had a saying, "Ta ef hemin, ta ok ef hemin." What is up to us? What is not up to us? They believed in focusing on what we can control, our actions, our thoughts, our choices, and accepting what we can't. When it comes to procrastination, this is a powerful mindset shift. We can't always control our feelings or motivations, but we can always choose to act. The importance of planning and intentionality cannot be overstated. It's about setting clear goals, breaking them down into manageable tasks, and then taking action, even when we don't feel like it. It's about creating systems and routines that support our productivity, rather than relying on fleeting motivation or inspiration. Think of it like this. You want to get in shape, but you don't feel like going to the gym today. You could wait for motivation to strike, or you could simply lace up your shoes and go. The action itself often creates the motivation, not the other way around. As the contemporary philosopher and productivity expert James Clear puts it, motivation is often the result of action, not the cause of it. It's also crucial to eliminate distractions and create a conducive environment for focus. It's about setting boundaries, both physical and digital, to protect your attention and minimize temptations. It's about creating a space where you can do your best work, free from the constant pull of notifications, emails, and social media. So, here are some practical tips to help you overcome procrastination and boost your productivity. Plan your day. Start each day with a clear intention. Identify your most important tasks and schedule time to work on them. Tackle the big frog first. As Mark Twain famously said, "Eat a live frog first thing in the morning, and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day." Start with your most challenging or dreaded task, and the rest of your day will feel like a breeze. Eliminate distractions. Turn off notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and create a distraction-free environment. Use the Pomodoro technique. Break your work into focused intervals, for example, 25 minutes of work followed by a 5-minute break, to maintain focus and prevent burnout. Reward yourself. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Positive reinforcement can help build momentum and motivation. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a process, not an event. It takes time, effort, and consistency. But with the right mindset and strategies, you can break free from the chains of inaction and achieve your goals. As the philosopher Goethe said, "Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do." So, let's do it. Lesson 9. Maintaining balance, preventing relapse, the long game. All right, folks, we've come a long way on this journey. We've explored the highs and lows of dopamine, the pitfalls of overstimulation, the seductive nature of addiction, and the empowering practice of a dopamine detox. But let's be real. Completing a detox is just the first step. The real challenge lies in maintaining balance and preventing relapse in the long run. Think of it like recovering from an injury. You might need a period of intense rehabilitation, but once you're back on your feet, the key is to maintain your strength and flexibility to prevent future injuries. Similarly, a dopamine detox helps reset your brain, but it's the ongoing practices and mindful habits that will keep you from falling back into old patterns. The ancient Stoics emphasized the importance of constant practice and self-discipline. They believed that virtue wasn't a destination, but a lifelong journey of continuous improvement. As Epictetus wisely said, "Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily." So how do we apply this Stoic wisdom to our modern lives and maintain a healthy relationship with dopamine? Here are some strategies for long-term success. Mindful consumption. Be intentional about how you engage with technology and media. Set limits on screen time. Choose quality over quantity, and be mindful of the content you consume. Remember, you're in control of your attention, not the algorithms. Cultivate healthy habits. Replace unhealthy dopamine-seeking behaviors with activities that promote well-being and fulfillment. Exercise, spend time in nature, pursue creative hobbies, connect with loved ones, and engage in activities that give you a sense of purpose and meaning. Practice gratitude. Focus on what you have, not what you lack. Gratitude helps shift your focus away from the constant pursuit of more and fosters a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. Embrace boredom. Don't be afraid of moments of stillness and quiet. Boredom can be a fertile ground for creativity and self-discovery. Resist the urge to fill every moment with stimulation and allow your mind to wander and explore. Seek support. Connect with like-minded individuals who share your values and goals. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, and don't be afraid to seek professional help if you're struggling with addiction or other mental health challenges. Remember, maintaining balance is an ongoing process. There will be setbacks and challenges along the way, but with patience, persistence, and self-compassion, you can create a life that is rich in meaning, purpose, and joy. A life where dopamine serves you, not the other way around. As the modern philosopher and mindfulness teacher Jon Kabat-Zinn said, "The little things, the little moments, they aren't little." By focusing on the present moment and cultivating healthy habits, you can create a life filled with little moments of joy and fulfillment that add up to a truly meaningful existence. Lesson 10. Sustainable dopamine management. The art of balance. All right, folks, we've reached the final lesson in our dopamine deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, from understanding the science behind this powerful neurotransmitter to exploring its role in addiction, mental well-being, and productivity. But now, let's bring it all together and talk about how to create a sustainable approach to dopamine management, a way of living that fosters balance, fulfillment, and long-term well-being. Think of it like a healthy diet. It's not about completely eliminating all the junk food, those quick dopamine hits, but about making mindful choices and prioritizing nourishment over fleeting pleasure. It's about finding a sustainable balance that fuels your body and mind without leaving you feeling depleted or out of control. The ancient Stoics believed in the concept of moderation in all things. They understood that excess, even of something good, can lead to imbalance and unhappiness. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, "It is not the things themselves that disturb people, but the judgments that they form about them." In other words, it's not the dopamine itself that's the problem, but our relationship with it. So, how do we cultivate a healthy relationship with dopamine in our modern, hyper-stimulating world? Here are some key principles to guide you. Prioritize meaningful activities. Focus on activities that bring lasting fulfillment and align with your values and goals. These could include spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative endeavors, learning new skills, contributing to your community, or simply enjoying the beauty of the natural world. Practice delayed gratification. Resist the urge to give in to every impulse. Learn to delay gratification and savor the anticipation of rewards. This builds resilience and helps you appreciate the journey, not just the destination. Cultivate mindfulness and gratitude. Pay attention to the present moment and appreciate the good things in your life. Mindfulness and gratitude help shift your focus away from the constant pursuit of more and foster a sense of contentment and well-being. Set boundaries with technology. Establish healthy limits on your use of technology and social media. Create tech-free zones in your home and schedule regular digital detoxes to give your brain a break from the constant stream of stimuli. Prioritize sleep, exercise, and nutrition. These foundational pillars of health play a crucial role in regulating dopamine levels and promoting overall well-being. Make them a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Embrace the journey. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, challenges, and setbacks. Embrace the journey learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. As the modern philosopher and psychologist Carl Jung said, the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. By cultivating a healthy relationship with dopamine, you can unlock your full potential and live a life that is authentic, fulfilling, and joyful. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about making mindful choices every day that lead you towards a more balanced and meaningful existence. Remember, you are the master of your own mind and your own destiny. Choose wisely, live intentionally, and embrace the journey. The rewards of a balanced life are immeasurable. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed deep into the world of dopamine, exploring its power, its pitfalls, and its potential for transformation. The key takeaway: you can choose to be the master of your mind, not a slave to its cravings. By understanding dopamine and implementing strategies like the dopamine detox, you can reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and create a life of intention and fulfillment. Remember, the Stoics believed that true freedom comes from self-mastery. It's not about eliminating pleasure or ambition, but about aligning them with your values and long-term goals. It's about finding joy in the journey, not just the destination. So, go forth and live your life with intention, purpose, and focus. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and never stop learning and growing. The power to create your reality lies within you. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the dopamine detox. May your path be filled with focus, productivity, and lasting fulfillment. Remember, the journey to a better life starts with a single step. Take that step today.